السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning, the 7th of October, the 3rd of Rabi al-Akhir. Very historic day, حضرت مفتي صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala bless the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with afiyat. May Allah Ta'ala grant victory to the Mujahideen who are giving their life and wealth for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to defend the integrity of Masjid al-Aqsa. And may Allah Ta'ala bless all of us with afiyat. Allah bless you and the family. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم على سليم كريم آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, and verses 55 to verse 58. In our previous lessons, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke of the prophets and messengers, alayhimus salatu wasalam, who were selected directly by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. Similarly, Almighty Allah spoke about some of the bounties, favors that will be ever recurring, showering day in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, in Paradise Jannat al-Adnin, and that is the garden of eternity, prosperity. Now, al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha. In Arabic, there's a proverb that things will always be recognized by their opposites. So today's lesson, Almighty Allah speaks about the enemies of Islam, enemies of Muslim, those who are sane and mature. And they challenged Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. They challenged Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they spoke against Islam, and they made so much hasbara, propaganda against Islam, and they die in that state and condition, and they are sane and mature. So what will be the consequences? So Almighty Allah speaks of that in today's lesson, chapter number 38 and verses 55 to 58. So the aforementioned were the bounties, favors, ever recurring, showering on the people of Jannah and Paradise. Daily we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for Jannah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Jannat al-Firdaus will say, Ya Allah, that this person used to beg you that he wants to come to Jannah, and even I want he must come to Jannah and Paradise. Minimum thrice a day we beg Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and we seek Allah's protection from Jahannam and the hellfire, then Jannat itself and Paradise itself will intercede for us. Jahannam and the hellfire will come and say, he doesn't want me and I don't want him. How great the Sahaba were. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Persian, who lived for 250 years and is buried there in Iraq. We went to his Qabr Mubarak as well. And the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, innal jannata tashtaqu ila Salman, We are desirous of Jannat al-Firdaus, but Jannat is desirous of Salman al-Farsi, radiallahu anhu arda. That is the rank status of the beloved companions of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hada. So the aforementioned is for people of Jannah and Paradise. Now the opposite, wa inna litaghin, and verily, definitely, positively. So this is to show that this is a very powerful message. Litaghin, for those who are rebellious, for those who are disobedient. Izhab ila fir'auna innahu tagha. O you Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, go to the Pharaoh. Innahu tagha. He has become a person disobedient, rebellious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Tagha is the verb, and yet tagheen is the noun. So inna li tagheen, those who are rebellious and disobedient, they're proud about their disobedience to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. To Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah. And they die in that state and condition, and they are sane and mature. La sharra ma'ab. For them is the worst, worst places of returning. Imagine if Allah says it's the worst, worst place, so what will happen? They'll be dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire, eternal doom and gloom. Not a moment of happiness and joy for them. Jahannam. And what is that place? The worst place of returning? The hellfire, Jahannam. Yasulunaha. And they will enter it. Remember, when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, that is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. When a person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, that is adlan min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. To understand the next portion, you see, when your wife, your daughter, sister gives birth to that baby, boy, baby, girl, then they make a nice little bird like a blanket, or they use some, you know, some sheets or what have you, and they make it a shawl and what have you, and then they place the baby there. So the baby is now in comfort zone. You call that mihad. Mihad is the comfort zone for the baby that you prepared and so forth, you see. You want the apple of your eye, qurrata a'yun, the coolness of your eye, that he or she, now they're just few months old, and you want they must be in comfort zone and so forth. But for these people, once they enter Jahannam, fabi'isal mihad. You see the word mihad? That is the word I was explaining to you. That comfort zone that you normally would make for your beloved child, grandchild. But for these people who enter Jahannam and the hellfire, for them, for bi'isal mihad, what a horrible, terrible place that would be. It will not be a comfort zone, it will be a distress zone, it will be a discomforting zone, it will be a burning zone. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in various places in the noble Quran, and Almighty Allah states, for them it will be mihad. What a mihad? Mihad, I told you, is that comfort zone for the baby. But see what Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, and similarly we punish these criminals. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادُ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشِ, and for them at the bottom will be the mihad, so the burning fire and so forth. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشِ, and above them it will be covering them, the flames of that fire and inferno. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ Zalimin, and this is how we punish these zalims, these tenpot dictators and these haramis. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. When you ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah, that's the worst form of oppression. And yet the verse I'm reading now is in chapter 7, verses 40-41, where Almighty Allah says the mihad will be filled with fire and flames and the inferno from all directions. They will be encompassed and engulfed in it. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ahfadna min hadha. So why does the aforementioned? فَلْيَذُوقُوهُ. Hence they must taste it. Almighty Allah tells Abu Jahl, when you say Ya Abu Jahl, then you don't say Ya Abu Jahl, you say Ya Abu Jahl. Allah will tell him, Ya Abu Jahl, come on, you in Jahannam, now you are in the hellfire. You were the person who used to walk in the gullies and alleys of Makkah Mukarramah and say, أَنَا الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. I am very, very powerful. I am one of the most generous people here. Don't mess around with me. I will make your life miserable. And I have all my chamchas and my cronies and comrades here with me. So Almighty Allah tells him, this is the glory, the beauty, the style and diction of the noble Quran. You call this ala sabili tahakkum. Allah Ta'ala is now being sarcastic with him. Allah is mocking him. Hey, you harami Abu Jahl, zuk innaka antal azizul kareem. See, just look at the Quran, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. Now he is already dispatched to Jahannam, inside the hellfire and inferno. Thumma, thereafter, subbu fawqa ra'sihi min adhabil hamim. So pour the boiling water from the punishment of Jahannam on his head, on the head of Abu Jahl. Dhuq, taste it now. Taste this food, taste this punishment, taste everything. Innaka antal azizul kareem. You used to say you're very powerful, very generous. Now taste it. Surah 44, verses 48 to 49. If you read from there, Surah 44, chapter 44, verses 43, right up to 50. So all this is to do for Abu Jahl and company. Allahumma ahfadhna min, Allah protect us. فَلْيَذُوقُوهُ. O you Jahannamiyin, that you enter Jahannam and the hellfire, and then you taste it. Taste what? Hamim, the boiling fire. Sometimes we open the tap and it's boiling and it burns us on our hands or feet or so. We start screaming. Now multiply that times 100 times, 1,000 times, million times. So what will happen then? كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 56. Every time the layer of skin burns, skin grafting automatically will take place. Another layer will come replace it immediately. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ. So the punishment will be continuous, everlasting doom and gloom. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us. فَلْيَذُوقُوهُ حَمِيمٌ وَغَسَّاقٌ. What is غَسَّاق? سُوَدِيدُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. The pus that comes out from their body, and now it is spilling from there. So all that will be their food, all that will be their drink, that is the liquid that they will have to swallow and so forth. Beyond our perception and imagination, O Muslim, ask Almighty Allah, we want direct entry in Jannat al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Salullaha al-Firdaus fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha. Ya Allah, we don't ask you for Jannat only, we ask you for Jannat al-Firdaus, for ourselves, our marhumin, for our shuhada and every person who passed away with Iman and Islam, because that is the cream of the crop, that is the middle and the best portion of Jannah. So waghassaq wa akharu wa adhabun akharu. See the Quran. And other types of punishment, min shaklihi, min anwa'ihi, min asnafihi, and there will be other types of punishment very similar to it, azwaj, and it will be accompanying them from different corners and sides and so forth, and it will be there in different shapes and forms. So may Almighty Allah protect us and grant us direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 367, and today is the 7th of October as well, and it is 2024. So we must be very, very clear, 1 year has passed. The apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, the children of his Hitler. So remember, they said, we are going to defeat Hamas, we are going to release our hostages, we are going to dismantle them. You dismantle nothing. Everything they set out to do, absolute failure. And the whole world has condemned them, beside America and one, two other haramis and terrorists themselves. So that is the global defeat for the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And that's exactly what Almighty Allah states. In chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously send people to punish the Jutlas and the Jews and those who are like them and support them like the Zionists and so forth. And the punishment will continue the worst form, whether it's from Muslim like Hamas or whether from non-Muslim like Hizbul Shaitan and Houthis and anybody else, Russian, Iran, whoever it is, Shias and what have you. So we should be very, very clear that now is the downward spiral for Israel. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years time, there will be no more a country still known as Israel. The day they were born, they were illegitimate, they were haramis. A B they were, and a big B at that. So therefore, we must make it clear, we have no sympathy, empathy for them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally. So three Jutlas dead, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. One was a Jutli, so they shot her dead, Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about it. 10 injured and so forth. Remember, some of them seriously in transit on way to get roasted and toasted in the hellfire. Israel is in mourning. So today, the 7th October, is a public holiday. So what is a public holiday? So this is the public holiday. They're going to have Shiva, S-H-I-V-A. What is Shiva? Shiva is the Jewish term for mourning. They're going to mourn, they're going to cry, ooh, we are the victims, we are the only victims, the people, they hate us, anti-Semite and so forth. But you are the biggest criminals, the war criminals. You are the biggest terrorists. You are the biggest occupiers. You are the biggest liars. You are the biggest rapists. Everything you have done, you have broke all the conventional laws and you have crossed all the red lines and so forth. Who goes and kills and murders innocent babies and children? Who goes and bombs mosques and churches? Who goes and destroys all the infrastructure and so forth? So more than 200,000 people martyred and murdered in Gaza. In Lebanon now, more than 2,000 people dead, remember, and so forth. The Sunnis will say martyred, and 1 million people displaced in this 2 weeks already. So this is what they want. Eretz Israel, the expansion. Wamakaru wamakarallah. They plot and they plan. In Arabic we have a saying, talabul kul fotul kul. They're trying to make land grab and steal more and more land and occupy it, but the whole state and apartheid regime of Israel will be wiped off the face of this earth. The Zionist Federation in South Africa says, no, that people must not make disrespectful remarks. You go to hell. You Zionist, the Federation, any part of the world, South Africa or where, we will name you, shame you, and nail you. We don't fear any one of you Jutlas and Jutlis, remember that. You know you are guilty of war crimes, you are guilty of genocide, you are guilty of ethnic cleansing, you are guilty of, you must remember, crimes against humanity. So the earlier America and Israel are dismantled, the better for the humanity, remember that. You saw 1 year, the world has seen who the world's terrorists are. Your own people. There was a survey, I sent it out late last night on my status. 73% of the Jutlas were interviewed, and they asked, did Israel were they successful against Hamas or did they fail? 73% say it was a failure of Israel against Hamas and so forth. You will not be able to live in peace in any way in the world. Your biggest supporters, America and UK. This is your press. This is not our press. You go open your Haaretz in times of Israel and so forth. Where more than 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents in America from last year, October 7th till now. There will be 100,000 also, because you are a cursed nation. You are a nation who murdered prophets and messengers. Allah Jalla Wala made you only exclusively, the Jews, into monkeys and swines and pigs, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. The UK Jutla say, we no more feel safe here. You don't feel safe there? Get out from there. Go there. And here in South Africa, Cape Town, the Jutlas think that they can come here and rule. Hey, Jutla, this is a direct message we're giving you. Don't think the DA will able to help you or the Jutlas will help you. You go to Sea Point and you're carrying guns and you think you're going to intimidate us. Just forget all these things here. This is not Israel. Here on Salil Rahmak, we fixed up the apartheid regime. We will fix you up if you drag your tail too much as well. So don't think, you saw what happened in the weekend. Million people marched in all parts of the world. In Morocco alone, over 100,000 people marched. And they said, Viva, Viva Palestina, from the river to the sea, we shall be free. Min al-Nahri ila al-Bahr. That is the slogan, remember that. And nobody can stop this. It's a revolution. Nobody knew Palestine in the Western world. Now 80-90% are supporting them, beside your corrupt governments and politicians who APEC has bought off and so forth. So now go see in your Haaretz newspaper what's written in there. Global defeat for Israel. Imagine that. It's your newspaper. Global defeat after 1 year. What a disgrace it is. Israel's failed attempt to silence Al Jazeera TV, to silence Al Jazeera's news. So remember, they kicked them out from Palestine, occupied Palestine, and now they still got their people, and the news flows out, and today Jazeera will be giving and highlighting all the war crimes that Israel has committed in the past year. So what a disgrace, you must remember. And these stupid idiots, fools, Allah calls them sufaha, donkeys, remember that, and monkeys and swines. So they take selfies while they're bombing. They don't know all that will be used in evidence against them when they will be brought to book and justice. You know, yeah, in South Africa we have a museum, apartheid museum. What they did, what Farhud did, what Foster did, what Bota did, and all that, and their cronies. So similarly, we're going to have apartheid museum of Israel and America and all their backers and people, shaitans who help them in different parts of the world. All that will happen, inshallah, in our lifetimes, so you must remember that. Okay, they say the IDF that they have killed more than 400 leaders of the Hezbollah and so forth, that the figures of the IDF, the Israeli diaper force. So 20,000 Ukrainian soldiers already killed in Kirk, you understand, however you pronounce it, K-U-R-K. So remember that, so we don't know how they pronounce it, but that's what they're saying, the Russians. And remember that today is day 955. There, we support Putin. Putin is bringing in planes and missiles and what then, what there to Iran, and says that, you know what, you guys must be ready in case America and Iran, America and Israel attack you. So you must have all these things in place, and we are there to help you, and so forth and so on. Listen to this here. Listen to this, you Jutlas haramis. You tell me if this is a Muslim guy. Obviously he's not a Muslim. He's one of your guys, a whitey. But he can see the injustice, the war crimes and so forth. Yesterday in front of the White House, a CBS News journalist set himself on fire and said that, you know, Palestinians, you have given your life, you have given your limbs, I am prepared to give my limbs for you. And this is gross injustice and a travesty of justice. And he set himself on fire. He's living, but he wanted to draw the world's attention that to what the Israel are doing, are one of the worst war crimes and one of the longest occupations, 76 years plus. And remember, our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet, whoever it is, Kain and Mankan, is 100% justified. Was 7th October justified last year? 100%. You come and you occupy my house, my shop, and you say, let's negotiate the outbuilding. I say, I want my whole house back, I want my whole shop, I want my whole farm back. And if you don't, then there'll be resistance. So who do you blame then, I'm asking you? So if today a Palestinian finds a gun or a knife and he sends a jutla straight to hell, will I condemn him? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. We will condone it and say they deserved it, the jutlas, for stealing, occupying our land, our country, destroying our mosque and stealing our mosque like in Hebron they did. So, and many other places. So therefore, the world is seeing the occupation policy of theirs. Settlers beat up Palestinians. A Palestinian family, they said, let's go see our olive trees, our farm. And then the settlers came and beat them up. 7-year-old children, 10-year-old children. This is your Israel, the democracy in the Middle East, the peaceful country Herzog speaks about. Bibi says Israel has a long arm. You're a donkey, you Bibi. You're a war criminal and you hate it across the world. It's not you have a long arm. You speak like that because America's long arm is there with you. Otherwise, you got short brains and short arm. Remember that. 149 countries recognize Palestine. What would you do, America? What you going to do, Israel? What are you going to do, oh, you jutlas, haramis, and Zionists? The more you try and demonize Muslims in Palestine, Allah Jalla Wala lets more and more people be sympathetic to them and so forth. King Salman, he is, I think, on his way out now. He got lung infection, inflammation, does that, and Yen Mansa Dwert, does Anan Mansa Bruert. One guy dies, then the Budal goes to another guy, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan is just waiting for his father to die and he can become king, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. Then you will see the civil war start in Saudi Arabia, inshallah. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. Allah decimate and destroy them as well. UAE MBZ Murtad bin Zindiq and Harami. Now they're opening the biggest gambling casino and so forth in the Middle East. The license is granted and they're very proud about it. All Murtads this. Kais Saied of Tunisia. So we've been there also. Another Tanpot dictator. Another Murtad. Yesterday we sent out messages. Who are the Murtads also and Shaitans with Muslim names? So 100% non-Muslims. They can be from where? We must speak the truth. We don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any government and so forth. Kais Saied of Tunisia, the people who are to fight against him, oppose him, they put them in jail. And the West love him. Why? Because he's rounding up all the Muslim guys and so forth. That is the Western politics. But Afghanistan, they will make big noise. They won't speak nothing about Saudi Arabia, the Tanpot dictators, no human rights, absolute monarchy, nothing to do with human rights and so forth. Kais Saied, like that. Russia sends planes and support to Iran and says, don't worry, you give us your missiles and we will send more support for you. So it's a win-win situation for Russia and Iran. Hurricane Kirk, Hurricane Helene finished America up. 600 dead and more. And yeah, Hurricane Kirk, Kirk, K-I-R-K, is coming for you in UK. And you know what speed? They still work with miles there. 145 miles per hour is going to hit UK or started hitting already. Very good. Allahumma alayka bihim. So Starmer and Stammer. And where's that guy? Sunak. Sunak and Stami and what the two Hindus? They would say that, hey, there's Palestinians, they're troublemakers. Go to Rwanda, both haramis. Go there to Modi and go bootlick him. What you doing there? I told you, the white man is going to disgrace you. They hate you, remember that. So Africa today, Skosatu says there'll be strikes today. You see, you Muslims, sometimes you'll beat me, you know. When I told you all, I never ever voted ANC, never from 94, whatever, 30 years. The way they criticized me, castigated me, but today they're not voting themselves. So you see, when you spoke about the tripartite alliance, you see. So what is that? ANC, COSATU, and SACP. The thing that put me off, unions always cause harm to a nation. Second, communists got nothing to do with religion. So how in the hell can you go and vote? And then you see all these scholars for dollars who closed our mosque and who are bootlicking them. Yesterday we sent a message against them also. So we must be very clear that these are people who are going, your economy is struggling. You know your rent is going down also. And so many problems are happening and so forth. It goes up, it comes down and this. So you must remember it manipulated, obviously. So now they say there'll be a strike. Like millions of people don't have job, and this will just make things worse, and the situation will deteriorate. Dr. Slope of MK, that is Zuma's party, so he was the big judge, and then he was impeached. So now they say that he cannot participate in the JSC, so where they will be interviewing guys who will be judges in the court and so forth. So that will continue today without Slope. MK and them, remember, lost the case there. No water in certain parts of Johannesburg, restrictions in certain parts of Durban, Ermelo, and where Allah alone have mercy on us. The Muslim woman is out, mashallah. Every one of you, male, female, should try and procure a copy. Muslim woman, October. And that is 25 rand. Mashallah, with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada Rahmatumirabbi. We have one page there, Q&A, and few pages regarding travel, where and where you should go. You're going to Turkey. You shouldn't just go there to Istanbul and come back with Turkish delight. You should go to Antakya, Antioch, and go see. Quran speaks of it indirectly in few places. Programs today, 8:30 to 9. Mona Zaid will interview me. We'll speak about the 1 year, as the Jutlas like to say, as though as apartheid Israel started only in last year. They don't speak about they are 76 years of occupation and how many they murdered and tortured and raped right there inside Israel. And they speak of 100 hostages. What about 10,000 of our hostages and so forth? So there are so many issues, you must remember that. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran, and inshallah 2 to 2:30 will be our report back. Very interesting. Our trip to Johannesburg and many, many other issues will be discussed, inshallah. That is our report back. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, tonight will be the live Q&A, and that will be between 8 and 10. And inshallah, with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, let's fire up Mohan Salim Kareem. We have, inshallah, 12, 13 minutes or more. So with a Q&A, inshallah, let's make it a rapid, quick fire, inshallah, Q&A.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. Is it permissible for the mother-in-law to shake hands with her son-in-law?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For the mother-in-law to shake hands with the son-in-law, son-in-law to shake hands with the mother-in-law, father-in-law to shake hands with the daughter-in-law. In principle, all that is permissible because they are mahram. So the father-in-law is the mahram for the daughter-in-law. The son-in-law is the mahram for the mother-in-law. So that in principle. But if there's fear of any hanky-panky business and so forth, then you must abstain. One thing I discouraged nowadays is, for example, is Eid Day, or for example, there's a baby born, or whatever happy occasion, you find the son-in-law embracing his mother-in-law, mother-in-law embracing, kissing the son-in-law, all that we say wasn't due. In this day, in this age, there are just too many funny, funny incidents, and that you just shake hands and so forth. So remember, till day is sufficient, and you don't shake hands also, it's all the better. That will be taqwa and piety and precaution.
Okay, sahab, I broke a nafil roza due to a headache. Do I have to keep qaza for it?
See now how ikhtilaful fuqaha and how the madahib work. We went to the Hanafi school and asked them, ABC person kept nafil roza yesterday, nafil fast, he broke it, he wasn't feeling well, must he keep qada? Hanafi say yes. We said, jib dalil, bring evidence. Wala tubatilu amalakum, do not nullify your actions. Yes, qada is compulsory, one qada. And we are Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, is qada compulsory? They said no. Is nafil fast? Is not Ramadan fast, which is compulsory, mandatory? So we said, jib dalil, bring your dalil and evidence. They said, ma alal muhsinina min sabil. You are a muhsin, you're just doing some good deed. So if you broke it because you were sick, what have you, so there is no qada upon you, whether you broke it bi uzrin or bi ghairi uzrin, whether you had a valid excuse or not, there's no qada. So that is how it works. So majority scholars, no qada. And Hanafis only will say qada is compulsory.
Mufti sahab, till what age can a mother breastfeed a child?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned in a noble Quran, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. Remember that the period of, weaning, that the breastfeeding will be 2 lunar years. And after that, then must finish then. So this is clearly enshrined in a noble Quran. And that is the verdict of the Malikis, the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's 2 greatest students. That is what they say, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. Amen. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned this in chapter 31, Surah Luqman, and verse number 14. Chapter 31, verse 14. Only all the scholars are one side, Maliki, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa, student Sahibain. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say maximum for boy or girl is 2 lunar years. Imam Abu Hanifa only states, he says no, that he says 2.5 years. So that is 30 months. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. So anyway, if a baby, now you are breastfeeding and so forth, and after 2 years, he still doesn't want to leave the milk and the breast and all these type of things. So although you left teeth, so you just put in a glass or cup or whatever you ladies know. So we will say in a case like that, gunjaish nikal sakti hai. So if you continue breastfeeding for up to 2.5 years and that, so there will be no sin upon you, upon the mother. My beloved mother breastfeed me for 2.5 years or maybe even more than that, Allah alone knows. So remember, so because it's difficult sometimes for the child to leave, you know. Therefore, you have the special bond between mother and child. So yes, up to 30 months you can go if you take 2.5 years, especially if you apply the fatwa verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa. We won't say it's haram if you exceed 2 years.
Mufti sahab, there are some scholars and other Muslim bloggers who earn money on Facebook. Is this income halal?
Totally haram. Yesterday in Q&A, I mentioned it. These are the people, remember, that Almighty Allah sent wahi to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sahih hadith. And that is, ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection from Masih al-Dajjal. Dajjal, the big, big deceiver. Masih, because his eyes are damaged, remember. So therefore, mamsuhatul ayn and so forth. So anyway, but worse than them are who? Are the ulama esu, the scholars for dollars and so forth, the YouTube scholars, the Facebook scholars, the Instagram for scholars. They will open a blog and do this and do this. Everything they do, they start a car, then they will take a video. They have some coffee, they'll take some video. They will go and lecture in a masjid, they will bring their crew with them. So these type of people, you must never allow them in any masjid to have programs. They are scholars for dollars. scholars and worse than Dajjal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ulama'i su. And the hadith is mentioned on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu an in Musnad Ahmad and hadith is sahih. Allah protect us from these scholars for dollars. What we call them in Arabic, Quran says yu'minuna bil ghaib. You must believe in the unseen. They say yu'minuna bil jayb. Let us use religion and fill our pockets. Gajwam paisa mukwanuche. You see how much Sharia compliant, make this halal, make this halal. All mufatiyas, if you ask me. When people ask me, I tell them, tell him or whoever that I'm saying he's a pakka mufatiya. Pelle te mufti masail ke batane wale, abhi he mufti mufke khane wale. Iqbal said, ji.
Mufti sahab, is it permissible for me to be making and selling church uniforms?
Totally haram. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned the golden maxim in the noble Quran, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. People are building a masjid where there's need. People are building a madrasa where there's need. People are having istima where there's need. People are doing, you must remember, da'wat ilallah, that they're inviting non-Muslims, so you assist them towards, you must remember that. So all that will be good works and so forth. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate and assist with one another in sin and transgression. So you see, now you want to contribute to a church uniform, you want to contribute to the non-Muslims, sell the things they use for Rosh Hashanah. The Jutla said last week Rosh Hashanah, so they are new. You want to sell their things, then New Year will come, Christmas will come, Diwali will come, Guy Fawkes will come. All these are haram things to sell, remember that, not permissible. Ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi eedihim. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala nus fatwa in Bayhaqi. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebrations and festivals and so forth. So therefore, there's so many verses. Go read Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Qaddasallahu ruhahu. Our ulama say Quddisa sirruhu. So in proper Arabic you will say Qaddasallahu ruhahu. So Shaykh, one day I heard Shuraim saying that, so therefore I'm using it. Qaddasallahu ruhahu. He wrote a masterpiece book on this, Iqtida'u siratul mustaqim fi mukhalafati ashabil jaheem. So you find all the dalail evidence there. Not permissible, haram, and the income also is haram.
Mufti Saab, can I sell the raffle tickets in my children's school to pay for their fees from the funds raised?
Not permissible. Raffle means when we went to school in the 60s, they would give us a book. You know, nowadays everything is modernized. So everything will be computerized and will be on your phone and whatever you. So anyway, they would give us a book. So we must go sell one ticket for 1 rand, 2 rand and so forth. And then the money goes to the school. And then whatever, then they will say that the lucky number is so and so. So everybody's money is gone. Only one person won. So this raffle falls under the category of gambling and maisir. Quran Sharif has condemned khamar and maisir. Khamar, alcohol. Ma yukhamirul aqla, which beclouds your mind, disturbs and your intelligence. The hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. Maisir, people sit on their laurels, think of hadi and want an easy income. Tatama chance, tatama million. Pay 2 rand, 1 rand, 5 rand and you'll become millionaire. They will show you on the TV, newspaper, this person won. They won't show you the millions of people who lost and so forth. So absolutely haram, all this gambling and all this raffle and so forth. Not permissible in Islam.
Isab, a person pricks his finger at home to do a sugar test. Does it break the wudu?
The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Al-Hudu'u min kulli damin sa'ilin. Wherever from your body, if blood comes out and the blood is flowing, so the hudu will break. That is the Hanafi school. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say, Kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilain. Whatever comes out from the front passage, back passage, that will nullify the hudu. But for example, you're going for sugar test, this test, and so forth, and then they just prick your finger and some blood came out. You must clean that. The blood is najis, but remember your wudu won't break. Your wudu will still be valid according to majority scholars, namely Malik, Shafi, Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rahimahullah. Because only thing that will break is what comes from the front back passage. If something came out from your toes and fingers and knees and what have you, so that will be najasat, impure, but it won't nullify your wudu. So we should understand that properly.
Mufti Saab, if wudu done, if you have a normal shower and all parts where it is first to wash in wudu gets washed, is the wudu valid?
The wudu is valid. You bought the cow, my sister, my brother, and now the milk came free of charge. So you made ghusl, you took a shower, what we call shower, a splash, and then you go for the dash. So in a case like that, remember your wudu is done and you don't have to worry and so forth. Now you took the bath, you took the shower, and now nothing happened. You know wind came out or so forth and so on. Now you go make wudu again, you just wasting water. Man tawadda abad al ghusli falaysa minna. People who make wudu after they already made ghusl, so they are not of us, meaning they're not following the sharia properly. The hadith in Tabarani, the hadith is weak but is acceptable in this type of issues. Wasting in Islam is haram. Kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu. Eat and drink and don't waste. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. Chapter 17, verse 27, those who squander their wealth, squander the assets, squander the water and so forth, they are brothers and sisters of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Chapter 17, verse 27.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to address a non-mahram woman sister in Islam whilst conducting business and the likes of it?
Yes, no problem. You must remember sometime you are a musafir or traveler or even at home, and then you tell a lady who is, remember, an ajnabiya, stranger, you go to the bank, for example. So you tell her, sister, please help me and so forth. So it's just a mark of respect and so forth. That's fine. As long as you don't have some hidden agenda and sinister motive. Today you make sister, sister. You see some people in South Africa, they see the strange woman, oh, Sister Kamina, and after that, Sister Kamina, then is the coffee, and then after that, they busy with other gymnastics. So obviously, then it's haram and not permissible. But in normal circumstances, it's permissible. G, carry on.
My mom's sister passed away. Mom's sister is a Christian. Is it permissible to her to attend the funeral, Mufti Saab?
Totally haram. For a person who is a Muslim to attend the funeral of father, mother, son, daughter, whoever, but they are non-Muslims, Quran Sharif is very, very clear. Chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't go there, you can't pray for them, you can't go to the graveyard, you can't go memorial service, all this totally haram, not permissible. Chapter 9, verse 84. Last question, Mona.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a female to cut her hair to manage postpartum hair loss?
Remember, postpartum means that postnatal, that after you gave birth, so now nifas, you want to cut hair, all that. So whether you're in nifas, whether you're in haiz, or whether you're a tahira, you are clean. For women to cut hair is haram and not permissible. The hadith is mentioned in Jami'u Saghir. So that is the fatwa, you must remember, of the four schools and so forth. That also we sent out yesterday. So remember, you ladies, the only time you cut your hair is when you go for Umrah or for Hajj. All those reasons you are giving is not valid reasons in Sharia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah khairan.